Welcome to our podcast about the book A Diary of a Partisan Indian with Roman Slater and Michael McMahon.
Sir. Okay, so the author was Sherman Alexie, born on October 7th, 1966. She was born with the same disorder that the person had in our book. Something very long, I don't want to say. She wrote two part-time Indian, and then she won the National Book Award in 2007 for this book.
In our book, the character Rowdy is an aggressive person because his dad abuses him, and so he acts violently towards others, except for Arnold, because he is his best and only friend.
So, The True Diary of a Part-Time Indian is about a boy named Arnold. People call him Junior, though. He lives on an Indian reservation. He has a best friend named Rowdy. Until he decided to move off of the reservation. Rowdy is no longer Junior's best friend, and now Rowdy hates him, becomes Junior's worst enemy. Anyways, he goes to his new school. It's an all-white boys school, and he doesn't fit in since he's Indian. He eventually learns how to get along with them. Later, he makes many friends, and although he still misses Rowdy and decides to return to the res, he talks to Rowdy and makes up with him, and then later they learn to forgive each other. And that's basically the entire book. So one of my topic discussion was plot / theme. So when Junior moves off the res, Rowdy was furious at him, and Rowdy ended up punching him in the face when he told him he was moving. So Junior moves to a new school, makes new friends, but he still misses Rowdy. He ends up playing him in a basketball game, and Rowdy knocks Junior out of anger. Later, he returns to the res because of his sister, and she died, which Rowdy was very sad about this and blamed Junior for his death because he moved. Junior apologized to Rowdy for moving, and Rowdy later learns to forgive Junior, and after that, they become friends again. The theme is revenge and forgiveness. Rowdy hates Junior because he moved off the res, and Rowdy wanted him back, so when he got his chance, they played in basketball. Rowdy knocked Junior out because he was mad at him. Junior forgave Rowdy, and Rowdy later learned to forgive Junior. When Junior's sister died, Rowdy released all of his anger out and realized that he missed Junior a lot and learned to forgive him.
In conclusion, the book was good. It was enjoyable through most parts, and I recommend it to most people. Inspiring story, and I like it a lot.